Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
A podcast network.
Hey, honeys. Thank you for listening to Natch Butte today. This episode is healing. My guest is so incredible. Get ready. Your life is going to change. Because this is such a healing and uplifting episode, because of my incredibly motivational guest, I felt it appropriate to use this opportunity to share at the top of the show some news. Fuck, it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. So I have an announcement to make, and this is a personal announcement. Because some of you are very observant and you've been picking up on the fact that something has been going on in my life. I have been keeping this from y'all for a few months, but it's time to face the music and tell y'all what's going on. You know, just today I had to tell my dry cleaner. So I tell people everywhere I go because it is what's going on in my life and it's really happening and it's the truth. This is extremely painful to share, but this show is first and foremost about my life, and omitting the truth has been very hard, and now is the time to share what's been going on. So I'm just going to say it. I'm getting a divorce. The past few months have been extremely difficult and horrifically painful for me. And if you've been listening to Natch Butte for a while, then you know how much and how fondly I've spoken about my marriage and my husband. He's been on this show multiple times. And y'all know how much I love him. But my marriage is ending. And I'm not ready to get into why or how. Just know that I've been doing my best to keep it together. I haven't taken a single week off. Because I need Natch Butte. But it's been really, really hard. I, you know, went through a trauma. I was actually diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's been really, really hard. But the only reason I say that is because I'm going to be okay. And that is all I'm going to say about it right now. I have so much I could share, you know, about this new chapter in my life. And a lot of you follow me on Instagram and you've noticed like all the kooky things I've been up to, you know, swimming with sharks. I got my belly button pierced, which has been taken out because it got infected really, really bad. Turns out piercings aren't as easy to maintain as you think. So that one went out. You know, I went and learned transcendental meditation. I rode a bird scooter in Austin with no helmet. Okay, somebody is wild. Last weekend, a goat ate my hair at a party. You know, I'm living. I did burn a hole in my toilet seat performing a spell. These are kooky divorced lady things I've been going through, and it's been so hard to not share that with y'all, you know? It's been wild, you know? I'm listening to a lot of Taylor Swift. Why not, okay? I'm a white lady in my 30s getting divorced. If the shoe fits, wear it, okay? Now I joke because that's what I do to help endure sadness and pain, as a lot of us do, as we know the tears of a clown are the saddest tears of all. But this has truly been a fucked up time in my life. Eventually, maybe I will talk to y'all more about it and update you, but for now, I'm just pulling that classic move of saying, I would appreciate your understanding and privacy while I go through this, and I just wanted to let y'all know that's what's been going on in my life. And I want to say that this news has been out among my family and friends, and unfortunately, the LA comedy scene through the inevitable gossip mill for a while now, but the support that I've already received has been so overwhelmingly gigantic, and I'm so grateful, and that has been a beautiful discovery that I've had during this process is that I had all this love and support in my life that I had been taking for granted, and I did not realize it was there, so I'm so grateful for that, and I know that the honeys all around the world are going to be there for me as well. If you've listened for a while, you know that I'm a child of divorce. My parents got divorced when I was 7. It was the most painful, horrific thing that I had ever navigated in my life up until my own divorce, which is way worse, turns out, when you have one of your own. It's definitely a little worse. But I know divorce has affected so many of us. And my heart goes out to all the honeys listening that have been affected by a divorce. There's a lot of us, and it sucks. But it is now part of my story, and I am very sad, but I am going to be okay. I know that. I'm a tough-ass bitch, and I'm not going to let this ruin me. I'm not going to let this define me. You got to keep yourself worth fresh, and I say that, I've said that several times on this show. Be kind to yourself above all else. And I really, really stress out there to my honeys to go to therapy, okay? This is something I did not do. And I was a little embarrassed about it because everyone, it feels like, goes to therapy now. But I was like, I don't need therapy, or I don't have the money, or whatever. But you know what? This is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so I'm going to just take an extra minute to encourage everyone out there to seek the help that you crave, you know? I didn't do it for a long-ass time for various reasons, and guess what? Your girl's going twice a week now, okay? And it's truly important. I'm learning so much about myself, and I'm getting better, and I'm getting happier, and I'm growing, and I'm evolving as a person. And I don't think I would have been able to get through this with the resilience that I have had if it wasn't for the fact that I got off the ground, I dusted myself off, I washed my bangs, and I went and got some damn professional help, okay? It's way different than talking to your friends. Your friends might give you advice, but I'm telling you, get some professional advice. You deserve to be happy, and you can be happy. And yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, okay? And I'm talking to myself. We're going to be okay. We deserve happiness. You're stronger than you think. Take it from me. Okay? And, you know, I don't have a PR agent or whatever. I had to tell y'all my marriage is over. It's very sad. I just ask that y'all leave Adam alone. I know a lot of y'all follow him. We don't need to get into this. I just had to let you know what's going on. I love y'all. And thank you for listening. I'm so grateful to the support of this show and me because Natch Butte has been a constant in my life and honestly the driving force of my strength through this very painful time. And I say it all the time, but I am nothing without the support of the honeys. And if you want to toss me an iTunes review out of sympathy, this would be the time, okay? That's the only thing I'm going to ask of y'all. And I feel like that's being nice. That's you're welcome for that. I could have pulled a real move here, you know? I could have made some shirts or something. No shirts. Just give me a review. So thank you for listening to that. Like I said, this episode is healing. Jeffrey Marsh is an angel among us. So please enjoy the episode. And thank you for listening.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte. Natch butte. Natch butte. Na 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 na. Natch butte. Oh yeah. When I hear natch butte, honey, I still see ya creaming up your neck in a cruelty-free serum. The same one you used when we were fresh-fringed in Colorado. Used up the whole damn bottle. Swearing on a Bible, honey, I'd always cream ya. I remember how bad I need ya when I hear Natch Butte. Oh, oh. Wow.
Welcome to Natch Butte, everybody. Welcome to Natch Butte.
Oh, my goodness.
You love?
I love.
Thank you. I love cover songs. It's a lost art.
I love a good
art.
Serum, too.
Me,
so
too.
You got
we'll
it right
talk
in there.
About it, Jeffrey. Okay. Hold up. Welcome, everybody, to Natch Butte. You know who you're talking to. It's the Beauty Talk Shock Shock, your queen of creams, your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, Jackie Johnson. Welcome to Natch Butte. We have such a special guest.
Are you niche, though? I feel like you're way ready for America.
Thank
All
you.
Of America.
I appreciate that, but that is technically what I'm labeled, and I've decided to own the label and like really make it a thing.
All right.
Over 30 niche influencer.
Pride.
That's what they tell me I am.
Niche pride.
That's right, honey. Niche pride. Let me tell everybody about my amazing guests. They are an activist, an actor, writer, producer, an internet superstar.
Yes, own the pronoun too. You
right?
got it.
Honey, of course. Author of How to Be You, Stop Trying to Be Someone Else, and Start Living Your Life. It is the definitive guide to self-acceptance.
Yes.
Which we all can work on and learn from. They also have the same birthday as my mom. July 7th.
July 7th,
honey,
yes.
And Ringo Starr, as I'm sure you know.
I was born 7-7-77.
Whoa!
Because I'm magic.
You are! Jeffrey Marsh!
Not your mom, though.
No.
Your mom was not born in 77.
No. No. She was born in 53. I mean, if we really want to put her
mom.
Shit out there.
You called her out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't meet her.
Well, maybe we can make that happen.
Okay.
You know, y'all are people of the same stars and moon, so
have
it
your
makes
mom's
sense.
People call my
yes,
people.
Yes, done.
Please.
You'll be getting a call on Mother's Day. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here. I'm such a big fan of yours, and the fact that you're here is like, I'm so pleased.
Aww.
I'm just so pleased that I commented on Alison Becker's Instagram of your book, and then she just put us on an email together, and I was like, the universe provides! So thank you for being here while you're in L.A. I'm honored to have you here.
We were on a reply all together.
That's right.
And it wasn't an annoying reply all.
No, I'm pretty chill about those. I would like to
think.
A very
exciting reply all.
Yes, truly.
Hi.
The first question I always ask my guests is, what type of skin do you have? And obviously that's open for interpretation. I mean, just if, no matter what adjective you want to use, where you want to go with it.
Oily.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And pale.
Okay.
Those are the two words that define. And you know, I am so excited to be on the show with you, and you particularly, because so many of the young people who I make videos for
mm-hmm.
love beauty
mm-hmm.
and get shamed as being shallow
yes.
because of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When so much of who we are is expressing ourselves through beauty.
Yes.
And people get told that's surface, that's trendy, you should do something whatever, deeper, right?
Right.
And to me, it's so important to be creative, but it's also such a mark of self-care.
100%.
To care for this shell that you're in.
Yes.
Is it okay to get philosophical so
Can't
early
wait.
In the episode?
Can't wait, honestly.
To care for that outer self is a metaphor for caring for the inner self.
100%.
And totally philosophically, there's no difference. It's not a metaphor for, they're the same thing.
Yes.
So to me, it's so important to be aware that you deserve that kind of care. And part of it that I hope we get to talk about is dermatology. Just throwing that out there.
I would love to talk about dermatology. I have so many topics, so we'll see what starts, what comes up.
Okay.
But
I
thank
like
you.
What's
I love that
so
as well. I love that as well. And I always say that your beauty is for you.
Yeah.
And whatever thoughtfulness you put into yourself, it's for you. So if you want to try a serum, if you want to do a glossy lip, if you want to do a glitter eye, honey, do it for you. Express yourself, like Madonna once said. Okay, so let's talk about Vine. I didn't realize that you started on Vine.
Vine.
I didn't realize that you started on Vine.
I miss it so
much. Not to brag, but I had a good 1,500 loops or something. Like my Vine
was. Did you?
My Vine was popping for a time. You know.
Holy wow!
But you had a lot of vines, a lot of loops.
350 million.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
That.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot. Where were you at in your life, like when Vine started? What started that Vine journey? Like, what made you download that app, or where were you in your life, and how did that sort of start growing?
To be really funny, okay, so we're sitting in LA right now.
Mm-hmm, we sure are.
And it's a very LA story because the manager I had at the time said, I heard a rumor, CAA is signing Vine Stars.
Okay, yeah.
You got to download this app. And I was like, 6.5 seconds.
Yeah.
That's the limit on Vine. And I was like, I have so much more to say than 6.5 seconds. I downloaded the app. It having that constraint of being sit.
You got to get creative.
I keep saying and a half because it was so important to have that 0.5
seconds.
Oh, yeah. Seconds.
Timing is everything, honey.
You had to condense your whole message and your whole being down to that constraint. So it's just enough time for me to say, there is nothing wrong with you. And the young people who were on that app, I hesitate to say young because it actually was quite a diverse crowd.
Right.
I mean, everybody was on that app. So everybody that was on that app would take my vines and play them over and over on their way to school, on their way to work, when they were going to sleep at night, just to have a friendly voice repeat a message that was different
than... That you need to hear.
Exactly. That was different than what their brain was trained into saying to them for their whole life.
And perhaps the people around them.
Yeah. Outside people too.
Right.
Right? So I only attribute all those loops to people being so happy to share something that was different, to share something that was other than what they were usually given.
That makes perfect sense. That makes absolute perfect sense.
And may I say, to see somebody who is as queer as I am, just living without shame.
Right.
For 6.5 seconds. And I never knew that that would take off or that that would be something people would value.
300 million loops worth of value. And did Vine sort of take off everything else? I mean, you were already doing things. You were already acting and speaking and doing activism and things. But Vine kind of put you out there.
Correct.
Yes.
Vine was the reason that I got the book deal.
Right.
That I got everything that came after that was because of Vine. Vine was the reason I was on national TV and all of that stuff came from square 6.5 second videos.
I was going back and watching a bunch of them yesterday, and it truly is so remarkable. It is. It's sort of like a little motivational speaker in your pocket, a little coach, a life coach. I marked some of them down. Hold on.
Oh, gosh.
You are doing great. This is not a contest. I need someone to tell me that every day. I need Jeffrey Marsh to say that to me every day.
You are doing great.
Thank you.
This is not a contest.
Oh my God. I'm taking that for myself. Another one. You are utterly exceptional, and I'm glad you're here.
It seems so simple,
but
nobody talks like that.
And to ourselves.
Yeah.
I have somewhere in here, you know, there's a lot of articles about you that kind of label you like the internet's anti-bully.
Yep.
And I was thinking, like, yes, there are bullies, but sometimes we're our biggest bullies. We're our own bullies.
You are so wise.
Oh, my God.
We begin to police ourselves. So the bully doesn't have to do a thing anymore.
Yeah.
We're doing all the work.
We're doing all the work for the bully.
Yep.
The bully can just sit back.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back and double tap, honey.
Can I just tell you, I don't know why this popped in my head, but when I was growing up, there was a woman who lived in my very small town in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
She had shaved her eyebrows off and she drew her eyebrows on with blue pencil. And
chic.
I was like, yes.
Yes.
I want to be you when I grow up. And I think what I recognized in her, she ran the sort of like the cash register at the diner. So I was like, I want to be you. And I think what I'm recognizing just talking to you today is she was living without shame. That's why, right?
Yeah.
And so much of how we adorn ourselves and care for ourselves and the lip gloss that we put on is about transcending that shame, right?
Yes.
Bold lip. But
yes.
Of course, it's like bold you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to be good. Why?
So did I.
Why are we all so ashamed?
Isn't that the age-old question?
I mean, what is it? Is it the media? Is it Is it just innately in us? I mean, what is that?
Philosophically speaking, sure, it's innately in us. And
yes.
You could say something like, you know, I lived at a Buddhist monastery for a while. So you could say it's like karma and it's something that humanity has been doing for a really long time.
Right.
If I was going to talk about it in the context of this podcast, I would say it has a lot to do with when you're a kid, the adults around you want to control you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they train you to start policing yourself. But in a sense, cosmetics transcends that because you're refusing to be policed because it's decisions you're making for yourself and that you're using a product, a substance,
yes,
but you're showing the world that you're worth care and that you're worth adornment, that you're worth attention, that
you're worth thought.
Love, thought, worship, right?
Serums.
Serums,
we're
vitals.
Worth the serums, honey. Okay, I have more things I need to ask you. Okay.
Okay. Good. I'm not going anywhere.
When did you get into makeup?
I remember, honestly, it was shimmery purple lip color. Mm-hmm. My mom's purse. I don't own.
Wow, that was a really bold choice for her. I love that for her.
It was like pearlescent.
Ooh.
Purple.
Mm-hmm.
In my mom's purse, and I don't know, I just really just started school, so second grade, third grade, something like that. And I would go, and I knew enough, you're pretty brilliant, and you're totally amazing as a podcast host. When I go on not as amazing podcasts, they always ask, like, when did you know you were different?
Right.
Like, that's a really common thing. And my answer is always...
I would never ask you that.
I know you wouldn't.
That's actually my next question.
Just kidding.
You're
like,
delete.
No, my answer is always the same.
Yeah.
I'm not different.
Right.
That's the point.
Right.
I'm a human being like you are.
Right.
And so I never had a realization that I was different. What I had a realization about was other people have a problem with me, which is very different than thinking you're different.
Right.
And so I knew enough to hide it. So I remember stealing the pearlescent purple out of my mom's purse and going into the bathroom and locking the bathroom door, right? I remember all of that stuff even at a very, very young age.
Because you knew they would have a problem with you.
Exactly.
Trying it on or playing with it or whatever. Yeah.
I learned, like a lot of people,
mm-hmm,
right, in the world, I learned that self-policing, but I never felt like I was subhuman. I was self-policing because I wanted to impress other people,
right,
but it was never to, it was never to compensate for being subhuman.
Right.
Which some people do go through, but
for
it's,
sure.
I always knew that I was here to act as a bridge for people. And what I'm bridging people to now is their own sense of self, their own heart. And so my journey had to include a lot of having a sense of myself in it.
And a lot of purple metallic lipstick.
I am telling you.
I want to see.
It was like the underside of a seashell, you know?
That's exactly what I'm imagining. I might go buy one of those in celebration.
And
I mean,
no,
that's
like,
a look.
Do you know how free it is? That, like, no liner.
Yeah.
No base.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just put the lipstick.
Slash
just
it on.
Smear it all
yes.
over.
Yes.
Yeah. Like that.
Like a bridge
over purple lipstick, I will lay it on.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, we're good. When's our album coming out?
You know what? We're in a beautiful booth. We could bust it out and donate the proceeds. And I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah.
So in terms of self-care, Jeffrey, what are some of your favorite or most important self-care rituals? We're not talking serum necessarily. I'm talking just in general, like self-care rituals that kind of ground you or something that you do every day that's really important to you.
So when you say rituals, you want something really that is a routine.
Right. Yes. Something that you like really prioritize in your day or something that really is impactful to you.
This is going to sound so weird.
I can't wait.
Feeling lonely. Mm. So I have time every single day where I'm not on the phone. Mm-hmm. So many things I say, our theme, I guess, is self-policing. Mm-hmm. So many things I say, the inner police in someone who's listening wants to turn into something wrong with them. I'm not saying don't be on Twitter. I'm not saying don't be on your phone. So don't take anything I say to be like I'm trying to get you to be different than you are, or like I'm better than you or whatever. I'm not saying any of that stuff. I just have at least one moment every day where I'm not doing anything else, and whatever is there to feel, I'm feeling. And honestly, for whatever reason, just because of who I am, it's usually like a sadness or a loneliness, mm-hmm. which is fine. And I just let it be there, which has been so empowering because I don't have to run for my whole life.
And how long do you sit in that?
I'm getting misty talking about it.
I love it. I think it's wonderful. I just started doing transcendental meditation.
Yeah.
And I've had such a hard time getting it going. And my friend said it's...
What is getting it going? What are you talking about?
I've always...
Oh, doing it routinely?
Yeah. I've always had a hard time with meditation and the idea of it. And I think it's because I'm finally alone with myself. Now I'm getting misty.
Yeah.
Sitting there being alone with yourself.
You're always ready.
Always. I'm a Scorpio. It's like literally on the fucking right on the top. Yeah. It's something that we, especially in 2019 with the phones and you know, you never truly sit with yourself ever. Even at night, like going to bed, I'm like on the phone, looking at Twitter. Whatever. It's like, no, sit there and really sit with yourself and check in.
People are deathly afraid of that.
Yes. But that's why I was having such a hard time with the meditation, because I'd close my eyes and I would, you know, get into everything. And I would just be like, in my head, there's a voice. I call her that bitch. She's going, look at your fucking phone. This is so boring. God.
She is a bitch.
You know what I mean? And I'm trying to, I'm quieting her down now. Pinky LaRue is my empowered voice.
Yeah.
And she's going, honey, take this time for yourself. You know, my therapist said to label everyone with names. So listen, I'm doing great.
I think you are. And it brings me back to eyeshadow and lip liner and how that for me can be such a meditative ritual.
Yes.
If I'm giving a speech or I'm doing, you know, sometimes you have a makeup artist, right, mm-hmm. who's working on you. But if I'm doing my own makeup, it is my time to devote to me.
Yes.
And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
And it's addictive. I love it.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that.
Okay.
Don't think I'm not going to ask
maybe
you about
we
that.
Would.
So that was a great answer. You know what? A lot of my...
So I get paid the...
Yes, that's
medium
right.
bucks.
I love medium bucks. That's a great name for something.
That's
maybe
our
that's
band
our
name.
Album. Yes! But we will ask for the big bucks.
Exactly.
That's the irony of the whole name.
Exactly.
It's like when you call somebody tiny that's really big. It's like one of those ironic names.
Exactly.
Love it. I got a lot of questions from my listeners about your dynamic smile.
Yes.
Do you happen to have any tooth tips? Is there anything you're doing specially with that mouth? Are you really into oral care?
Yeah. Well, Crest white strips.
Okay.
I mean, is that what you want?
Yeah.
But that's the general answer for everybody. I think teeth are such a huge issue for people because they get it's such an easy target for school bullies.
100%.
When I was a kid, my teeth were crooked and yellow, right? And so it was just such a source of pain.
Right.
And I do so much work helping people realize that no matter where, it's also like a money class thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
or like your parents pay enough attention to you to
Get you Invisalign,
right?
And to right,
because some parents are too busy dealing with other things, or not around, right, or don't understand, or
right, yeah, or again, don't have the money,
right?
So,
right,
such a big issue, and of course, in this country, especially, the Hollywood smile
right,
has to look a certain way,
right?
And I, oh my gosh, do I have permission to be frank? Totally frank with you.
You could be Frank, you could be Jeffrey, you could be whoever you want to be.
Okay, great. I could be Ruth.
Yes, Ruth.
I could be Rebecca.
Rebecca, you could be Jessica. And
yes, I could be.
Who else is in there? We got everybody.
Everybody's here. I'll be Jeffrey for now.
Love it.
I'm missing a tooth.
Really?
So speaking of money, right?
Yeah.
Like I was a poor artist for a long time. And so I'm missing a tooth. It's sort of toward the back, but I have a really big, huge smile. Mm-hmm. And you can see it. And when I was at the height of my fame, no, I'm at the height of my fame.
That's
now.
Right.
When I was at the height of my Vine fame, someone made a compilation of all the times you could see that missing tooth.
Wow.
And put it on YouTube and it got millions of views.
Wow. Wow. That's
like,
a lot to unpack.
For why they did that, you
right,
mean?
Yeah. Was it boredom? Or are they a teeth fetishist? Which I would never kink shame.
No.
But how
I don't
interesting.
No, but
imagine how much time that took. Somebody's life.
Somebody devoted
yes,
a long time to go through all of my
yes,
oeuvre
and edit
and find and, the times.
Right.
But here's what I realized. The whole thing was joyful because every time I was showing that tooth, I was throwing my head back
right,
and smiling. I was
uninhibited.
Right.
Yeah.
I was joyful and joyous. And I realized that if it meant spreading joy to everyone, I didn't mind people knowing that I couldn't afford to get a tooth replaced.
Right.
Right? That I had tooth decay and that I had to lose one, right? I didn't mind people knowing that about me if the point was you can still have a vibrant life. And I still have not, because it's a long, expensive process, still not replaced.
Right.
And I think it's kind of badass.
I do
now.
Too. I do too.
It's like, I'm
I
punk.
Love, that's right. You are punk. I love a good, I love a quirk. I
Isn't
love a unique
good?
Feature. Yes.
Isn't that nice?
It, and I mean, maybe I'll knock one of my teeth out. That sounds, you know, maybe that'll, I don't want to appropriate
well,
your
depending
thing.
On what you say.
Right,
I might
that's true.
Have to come over there.
We're only
half
an hour
in
right? I would like to think we would stay
so
on track.
Uncharacteristic.
But you never know. Do you have any favorite products?
Yes.
Okay, because you do so many looks. I love that every time you come across my feed, I'm like, what are they going to do now? What are they going to do now? Is it going to be a bold lip? Is it going to be a glitter eye? Is it going to be a sparkle lip? I don't know.
You know, one thing I had to get over was you have to choose.
Yes.
Between your eyes or your lips. And I was like, no, I'm choosing both.
Yes.
Anyway, so there's your first tip. One thing that I love, since we are so getting so intimate today.
Yes.
Washable markers. Go to your drugstore.
This has never come up on Attribute.
Get your Crayola washable markers. Draw on your face. It's a lip liner. It's an eyeshadow. If you want something that's bold and block and vibrant that you can wash off at the end of the night, washable markers. Don't use a Sharpie. I mean, you can live your life, but it won't come off
right,
if you use a Sharpie.
I colored my whole body in Sharpies once for a Halloween costume.
Sharpie, permanent.
I needed it to last for the whole weekend. I had several parties.
Well,
yeah,
what was the costume, can you say?
It was Kat Von D.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. This was 2010.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I looked bomb, can I just say? Bomb.
I was asked many, many, many times on Vine. People mm-hmm, kept writing to say, can you do makeup tutorial?
Right.
Which on Vine, 6.5 seconds.
That wouldn't be enough to even do half a lip.
It was big on, so I only ended up doing two of them
mm-hmm,
because my genre ended up being more about, you know, the
yes,
self-esteem stuff.
Right.
One I did was start your false lash in the middle and work your way out, which is a technique I like to do. But the other one that I did was washable markers. Draw on your face.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. They make a great eyeliner, like the navy one.
Are you talking about like the Crayola non-toxic
yes.
markers?
You know, washable marker.
Why haven't we done that? Why isn't that a thing? I guess
it's
it is now.
It's a thing for me.
That has never come up on Nash Butte. Congratulations, Jeffrey.
So that is my favorite product. It's Crayola washable markers.
It makes perfect sense. I mean,
and they make
a
like
smoky
glitter
eye,
ones. They make like
a purple lip.
They make like peach and seafoam
right.
ones. It's like you gotta go.
I'm probably gonna go on the way home. I gotta try this. You know, I got big plans this weekend. I'm buying some Crayolas.
It's so delightful. But if I'm going to shout out a company,
yes.
it's First Aid Beauty.
Okay, love that.
I love all of their products, mm-hmm. and I use their serum and I
that
use
cream,
their,
right? The, they have a very, very
the
famous,
moisturizer.
Yes,
one, yeah.
yes.
So, yes, I love that, and I love the facial radiance pads. So I mentioned dermatology before.
Yes.
And I have so many friends who are non-binary or trans mm-hmm. who then have... So, for example, if you're a trans man and you go on T, you go on testosterone, mm-hmm. it can cause things like being a teenager, right?
Right.
Who have a lot of... Some teenagers
right,
have a lot
right.
of testosterone
yeah.
flowing around, right? So it can cause a lot of skin problems. And so many of us don't think we're worth dealing with our skin problems. And find it in some way like, well, I'm not going to talk for the universe.
Right.
For me, I had a lot of seborrheic dermatitis. So at a certain point in my life, I'm queer. And so I was taught to hate myself
right.
in such a vibrant, red hot poker kind of way that it was showing up in my skin. And my skin was sort of eating itself alive because the self-hate was right. so prominent.
It was sort of right? like, I deserve this. I deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about my case. Not right. everybody is like this. And I'm not saying people with skin problems always hate themselves. It's
right.
not that. But I was just sort of eating myself from the outside in and the inside out.
Right. Well, yeah, it's like a snake eating its tail.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
you get the zits and then you go, I hate myself. I hate that. And then you hate. Yeah.
I think they're related.
Yes.
So in order to go to a dermatologist, I would have had to have confront some of the inner stuff that was going on for me. So I never did. And I always felt like, well, this is my burden to bear and I'm going to have to just try all my over-the-counter weird stuff and try to look it up on WebMD and like try to do it, da, 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 da. And it wasn't until a couple years ago that I went to the dermatologist and the dermatologist was like, oh, this is what's happening. Try this cream. And in like a week, it was no longer an issue.
Right.
This lifelong problem that I thought was my fault, that would flare up when I needed it not to, that would hold me back in life.
Right.
And it was because of an inner change that I went to talk to a professional and got some chemicals to put on my face and it helped right away. And so I think a lot of trans people, but specifically, let's just say a lot of people
yes.
are just taught you're not worth it.
Right.
You're not worth it. And I'm not saying like the prescription from the dermatologist is the answer for everyone, but you're worth finding an answer.
Yes.
And there are lots of things that can help you. And why not?
Right. And it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah,
because I think
that's it.
It's because like a Southern thing. I don't know. It's like if there's a problem, you deal with it. You know, your skin's itchy, you deal with it. But it's like, no,
that might be a Northern thing,
right?
Too.
It might be a who knows what thing. It's a people thing, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just, but you know, we deal with things, and you, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to seek help.
So I was a kid and I had skin problems. I was really super queer, super queer. And I had teeth problems.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is a pastor. And
it's a lot to unpack.
I grew up in an isolated, you know, in the woods of
right.
Pennsylvania. And there was a lot that brought me to those vines
yeah.
in the beginning. And really, everything I've been trying to do with the book and the vines and everything, I've been trying to heal my 11-year-old self. And it turns out there are a lot of 11-year-old me's yes. out there, right? And we've created this community together to enjoy each other.
I can't even tell you how I feel like I retweet you almost every day because Twitter has a lot going on.
Yes, it does.
Seeing your videos, I'm like, they're talking to me. Yeah. They're talking to me. This is what I needed to see today.
Yeah.
You know? So everybody, y'all need to follow Jeffrey. That's all I got to say on Twitter. But we'll get to the plugs at the end. We'll get to the plugs at the end because...
Wow, you keep a tight ship. We are not allowed to skip ahead.
Whoopsh. You better believe it. Well, like you said, some podcasts, they go off topic. And that's beautiful. But here
sure.
on Attribute, we have a lot to cover. I have lots more things to ask you.
Tight. Like after a clay mask.
That's right. I have a question about tips or tricks for skin, but I feel like the markers is really that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge tip and trick. How do you choose, Jeffrey, how do you choose your makeup for the day? And do yeah. you have a go-to look? Because as I was saying, I feel like I see yeah. the Twitter always in a different makeup look. Do you have like a daily go-to that you do?
If it's like, I don't have much time.
Right.
And I got to do something right for the day. That's going to be always a liquid liner has to go on.
Right.
Curl the lashes and mascara.
Right.
And then a lip gloss.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And as I said before, I have oily skin. Mm-hmm. So probably even if I'm rushed, I'm going to put a base on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not shadow over it, but have that base, you know, to absorb the oil so the liner doesn't go all over the place. And then out the door, fresh and fancy free.
I do love an oil, though, because an oily face doesn't dry out and it keeps you young, you know, keeps looking supple. So I'll bring that oil on. I'll take the oil.
I'm born 7777. I'm not wrinkling yet. So I think it's been helpful for me somehow.
As long as you can keep that oil under control, it's great. And then how do you
in my T-zone. Yes. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do.
We were going,
and
I
feel like nobody discusses the T-zone anymore.
It's gone out
kinda
of vogue,
went out, I
suppose. I
guess so. Maybe we should bring it back.
I think so.
And do you have a way of choosing your makeup when you do the videos where you put... Is there any thought process or do you just kind of go with what you're feeling that day?
What I try to show is that no matter who you are or what you look like, you're valuable.
Yes.
So I have videos where the look is very light, dewy, kind of natural look. Still product on, of course, but, you know, sort of a light, it doesn't scream makeup, right?
Right.
And then I have other videos where it's heavy.
Right.
And
I've seen videos of you in full costume.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
And why wouldn't you?
Yes, of course.
But there's that range.
Right.
And I think everyone has the range within them. And of course, it's the internet. You're young at heart.
That's right.
But if you look at my demographics, right, if you go into the Twitter section where you look at who follows you, right, it's a lot of young people. And teen girls, actually, is the biggest part of the pie graph of my followers. And I think what they're craving is the chance to have different moods, different days. Because you're so trained into always having,
self-policing.
You're self-policed.
Right. You have to wear pink lips or red lips or you have to have this on or...
And so much of it, as far as I can tell, so much of it is about impressing the boys and getting the boys' attention.
It started so young that that's what every decision you make is that's what you're trying to do.
And so I'm non-binary and I don't know how, if I say designated male at birth, I don't know if that makes sense to... It's a little minutiae, but what it means is my birth certificate says male on it, right? And so I'm non-binary, and so I've sort of come at cosmetics from a very different angle.
Right, because it's so marketed towards women primarily.
I was told, don't do it,
right?
And I think so many young girls are told, you must
do it,
100%. And you got to get it right, and you got to do, you know, the male gaze is what you're going for, right? And I have come from this very different, playful place of... You know, it's not. I'm not supposed to be doing this anyway, so I could do whatever.
I could
get a washable marker and just write on my face. I'm free.
Yes,
exactly right. And to me, it's the anti-shame. Putting on a lash, putting on a sparkle is the anti-shame.
That's the best sentence I've ever heard. Putting on a lash.
Let's tweet it.
Putting on a sparkle is the anti-shame. That's too long for the title of EP, but it will be in the description. Don't get it twisted. That will be in the description of this episode.
Write it down.
Write
Rebecca.
It down, everybody.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. The flip side of sort of what we've been talking about the self-care and sort of a shame around the taking care of yourself. You tweeted something recently about...
Wow, you Googled
honey,
me.
You went... I scrolled, I Googled, I Wikipedia'd, I Instagrammed, I websited, I watched your reels.
I can't talk about it because I'm under an NDA.
Ooh, that's exciting.
But I had a meeting earlier this week about doing a thing.
Mm-hmm. Love that. love a vague moment.
Anyway, I was in a meeting with an executive and they said, I read your book twice. And I was like, oh. I've almost fell on the floor. So to know that you were scrolling through my Twitter, it's good to know that your work is actually getting out there. And
yes.
People are enjoying it.
I'm telling you, your Twitter is my favorite.
Because doing internet stuff is you. I mean, it's you sitting there with your phone and you don't always know that you're...
It's
having
so,
an impact. So.
And also like Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I never paid attention to who was watching them. And then I started paying attention. And it's really interesting who's watching them. Like in terms of who you know and whatnot.
Mm.
You know, like people who you're like, I don't really talk to you very often, but you're watching every move I make.
Yeah.
And you haven't asked me how I'm doing. You haven't, you know, commented on anything in a long time. But glad to know after 15 minutes, you're watching me at the coffee shop.
All of it.
It's interesting. It's interesting. So, yeah, I see you is all I'm saying. I see you. I'm noticing now. You watching my Instagram stories? I see you.
When someone's consuming my stuff, I think it's a good thing.
Right.
I like it.
But then you wonder, like, yeah, you watched my story, but how many times, honey?
Well.
How many times? Did you hold it down to look real close?
Hard to know.
Who knows? And I guess I never will. And that's
the fun
of it. It
reminds me of like, I mean, they're obsessive, obsessive Twitter haters, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But they follow me.
Yeah.
So it's like, what? Come
right.
on.
You're still helping my engagement.
Go
you're helping
do something
my engagement.
Else right. with your life.
Right.
But yeah, you are getting me views. That's right.
That's true. Yeah. Bad engagement is still engagement. That's just the truth. But you should still not do it.
Are you talking about social media or our childhood?
Yeah. Both.
Both.
So you said you radiate with anger when someone tries to shame people into self-care. It's quite ironic to blame someone for not being in a self-kind place. So this is sort of on the other side of what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Could you maybe give us a little bit longer of a vine on this topic?
Longer of a vine. That's ironic because they're so short.
Yes.
One thing I love about you is that you express your anger.
Yes.
So many people are told not to.
Right.
That it's a bad person thing to do.
Right.
Well, and I think it comes from, I mean, we've had a whole therapy session today, haven't we?
Yes,
but it comes from being a kid and the thing you're not allowed to do is be angry with your parents.
Yes.
We put the kibosh on that
100%.
Quickly.
Yes.
Right? So internal self-policing then becomes about, well, I can never get angry, never get angry.
Right. And then, especially like being a young woman in the South, I mean, you're not allowed.
I mean.
Yeah. Clutch those pearls and shut your mouth.
That.
Yes.
Right? And you've learned to transcend that.
Yes.
And express your anger.
Yes.
Right? Including on this podcast.
Yes.
So there's some sort of special magic that comes with expressing anger. And to me, what I never realized was until I started allowing myself to express it is the righteousness of doing that. In my case, I get angry when there's an injustice. Whether that is my partner putting his shoes where my shoes go, don't put your shoes there, right? There's some injustice like that. Or stuff like, you know, stuff going on around the world.
Right.
And how certain people are not given a voice or not heard.
Right.
Right. So I always get angry around injustice. And in this particular case with that tweet, the anger comes from the shame being so pervasive that it doubles back in on itself. It's like a wormhole into Star Trek The Next Generation, folded around itself so that self-care becomes a shameful act.
Right. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Because the first layer is, I'm too ashamed to take care of myself. And then somebody runs into the room and tries to shame you for being too ashamed, for being ashamed of taking care of yourself. The layers, so self-care is at the core.
Right.
And usually you are so, you've been taught so much that you don't deserve it. You're so far removed that you're ashamed of even having the thought that you could start self-care,
right?
And then you feel ashamed that you were just ashamed of it, and so on and so on and so on. And then you're actually doing shame and not self-care. And that's the whole point of it. It keeps you from that core of self-care. So my whole point in that tweet was, wherever you are in the process, well, okay. So my first point was, don't shame other people.
Right.
But my other point was, wherever you are in the process, looking towards self-care, whatever layer you have to peel back first, peel back that layer first.
Right.
Don't worry about feeling bad because you're not several layers down yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
This is literally like such an amazing time for you to be here.
Yeah.
This episode is the episode of my show that I'm announcing that I'm getting divorced. And so I've been going through a lot of emotions.
Was that it? You just announced?
It'll be at the top of this episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it's been a really hard time, and showing kindness to myself, which you talk about a lot, has been really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And you're literally like my Twitter coming to life right now.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here. That's all.
Of course.
I'm so happy you're here. And, and everybody, y'all need to follow Jeffrey. That's all I got to say.
I don't know about the details, because you don't share that much.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't, right?
Yeah.
You should decide.
Right.
But people get really hung up on it being a good person thing to forgive other people. And I do not feel that way.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely, it has to do with anger, right?
Yes.
It is okay not to be able to, because what it comes down to, again, is self-hate, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to hate yourself for not being able to be the peaceful Zen one and forgive the other person. Don't worry about that yet. Do go through all the things you need to go through, and maybe someday that'll happen, maybe not. I don't know if that's relevant for you, but maybe someone listening, right? Maybe someone listening has this idea that they're supposed to forgive their parents,
right?
Which is a huge thing in the self-help space.
Yes.
You can't heal until you forgive your parents.
Right.
Well, maybe your parents were so gosh darn awful
right. That
you'll never be able to do that.
Right.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
Go live your life.
Right.
Don't wait. Don't hate yourself into forgiving other people. This is irony times 12. Don't do that.
This kind of goes into this other, I feel like I just have written all these quotes from you.
Uh-huh.
This really resonated with me from your TED Talk. It says, what you do with what's been done to you is the world's business. I mean, can you like, again, give us a little, give us a little sprinkle from that, of that moment? Because I feel there was some at the top of this that I didn't write down, but
yeah.
What you do with what's been done to you is the world's business. That,
yeah.
I guess because of my divorce, that really hit me.
So I'll say it a third time. What you do with what's been done to you is the world's business. So I structured that talk specifically. And what happens right before that is, what happened to you is nobody else's business.
Yes.
Right? So how you were treated as a kid, what, you know, I've made my life and my stock and trade, and I've sold books and rah, 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 based on what happened to me.
Right.
Right. I'm very open about it because I'm not ashamed.
Right.
Right. Not everybody is that way. And what happened to you as a kid is nobody's business. What you do with what's been done to you is the world's business. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to encourage anybody to do is live without shame. So you don't have to go around saying the details.
Right.
Like, for example, my dad was not very nice to me, yeah. right? And was kind of violent, kind of. Why would I even?
Yeah.
He was violent with me. And that, to me, is not a reason for me to perpetuate the violence onto other people. That's why it's the world's business.
Right.
So what I do with what's been done to me is talk about it so that other people don't feel so ashamed if something similar happened to them.
Right.
And other people have different methods for dealing with whatever, but the stuff that happened to you becomes the world's business because it is how you are in the world.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love that. I think...
I also put lip gloss on it.
Yes!
Sizzly.
I'm dealing with...
Fluid. Yes. Those are two brands that I love, too.
Oh,
do you know
I know
the store Fluid?
Please, but tell us.
I'm applying right now.
Yes.
It's a store in New York City, mm-hmm. and it's also an online brand, and their whole point is that it's for everyone, regardless right. of their gender
yes.
or their identity. And they're good products.
I'm
applying right now
yes.
while we're talking.
My friend Edwin uses a very bright blue lip from Fluid.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's for everyone. All the colors are for everyone. Love that. You know, speaking of products, I want to give you some stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And
swag.
I
was wondering why I was sitting there.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Thrive Cosmetics?
Yes, I have,
yes.
actually.
They donate.
Do you have Thrive in that bag?
Oh, yes.
For me?
I sure do.
Good.
I have Thrive in here, but I have a couple other things, too. I have a little charity
pot. Joy is
pot.
The best makeup. That's what
Isn't
I always
Isn't that
say.
Cute? I know. I thought that was a little bit of a Jeffreyism. This is a charity pot from Lush.
Oh, I love
so
it.
So 100% of the proceeds for this goes to Skeena Waterhead Conservation Coalition. Yes, Hanny. So I wanted everything in here to be charitable.
Can I tell you how many young people, as they should, have mm-hmm. anxiety about climate change and where we're going?
Right.
And so that's such an important product.
I love that. You know, as Pete Buttigieg says, it's a national security threat.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it yeah. sure is climate change. This is a Weleda cream. But everything else in here is Thrive.
We went to the natural store. We went to the Whole Foods.
Honey, we're
Natch Food.
We're Natch
yes.
Food. But Thrive, as we know, Thrive donates their proceeds to cancer patients and
yeah.
people that are going through domestic abuse situations. So everything in here, money goes to things. But I just want you to use it all,
Zipper
Jeffrey.
It up.
Use it all.
Use it all. Now they can hear from my microphone.
Yes.
Me going through the bag.
Oh, I chose. There's. They
oh.
have a lot of great brow products. So there's some brow.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. There's a CoverGirl moment. I've never used it, so I want your thoughts. A lot of people ask me about your mascara.
It's mascara. Well, I have naturally beautiful Lush lashes,
love that.
Which
love
helps
that for you. Yeah.
Which helps. I use NYX, NYX,
yes,
you know?
Yes,
and I love a good drugstore brand.
Same,
I mean,
same.
Just, I, because I can go any city I'm
yes.
in or whenever I'm on tour or whatever.
It's
I can
there
just
when you need
find it.
It. Right. Well, CoverGirl recently became Leaping Bunny certified, so they're one of the biggest brands.
Oh my gosh.
And they don't test on animals, which is huge. Yes.
I'm applying
oh,
the
Jeffrey's
mascara
putting
right
it on
now.
Right now. Looks great.
It's beautiful. And they
is
have
it
one
easy
of those...
breezy beautiful?
CoverGirl.
That's right.
They have.
It should be Cover Person, don't you think?
I actually love. Well, we some yeah,
you know,
we can identify with
right.
girl, I guess.
I like Cover
but
Folks.
Cover
Folks is
with
really
an X.
Cute. Yes,
Folks.
Maybe I'll put them out of business and open my own.
Cover Folks. I actually love the color of this. It's like a coral
mm-hmm.
kind of beautiful tube.
I
it's
love
called
a tube.
Lash Blast.
That's right.
Active.
Because we are
so you
active.
You gotta play sports.
We are
and you
activated.
Gotta blast those lashes
That's right.
out.
We are activated, honey.
This is me zippering the pouch.
Love it. Oh. Okay, I have...
It's now become ASMR, everybody.
I have a few questions that I would love to ask you about.
Yes?
Because you're always rocking a Luke. Do you have a personal favorite article of clothing?
L-E-W-K.
Yes, an L-E-W-K. Do you have a personal favorite item in your closet?
In my closet?
Right,
currently?
Or just in general. I mean, do you have a favorite piece?
I am going to give a couple of answers,
love.
But it's the same answer.
Okay.
So
I'm
always my gender is 1980s receptionist.
I love that for you.
And so pencil skirt,
mm-hmm.
always.
Yes.
I'm wearing one right this instant. And my favorite one I actually have. Do you know the brand Cos? C-O-S? Cos?
No. Rebecca's nodding.
Rebecca's nodding.
She's young and cool. She knows.
They're really like European museum lady brand.
Love.
But I have
been
a lot
to the
of skirts.
Louvre, not to brag.
Hey,
I was sick
hey.
With food poisoning there, but I did make it.
Like a Danish lady with a statement necklace on. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. that's the vibe
love.
That they're with. And so I love it. And this skirt that I'm wearing right now is a Cos skirt. It's a graduated woolen
love,
sort of.
Love, love.
Blue.
That's a great answer.
That's my favorite.
It's great to have a style aesthetic.
Yeah, I think so too.
In a way to describe yourself, I always say hipster Peggy Bundy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of how I go.
Your hair is definitely saying
Thank
that
you.
Right now.
Oh my God, I'm so honored.
That show, I saw a clip. It was so hurtful. Al Bundy
I'll
was
be honest,
so
it's
mean.
It's been a while since I've...
He would, like, call fat people fat.
Oh,
was like,
I'm sure it's
no.
I'm sure it doesn't hold up.
Like, ooh.
And just the misogyny. I mean,
there's nothing... Let me clarify my statement. There's nothing wrong with saying a fat person's fat. I mean, some people identify with that term and love
it,
and have pride in that. But he would, like, make fat jokes. And it's like, no, don't do that.
I feel like on the scale of issues, that's probably not even a top one on that show. I would have to revisit it, but it was
the misogyny
definitely...
And everything.
Yes,
yeah,
it was
it's
a...
Not good.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I watched growing up. That's what informed who I am.
You know
now
what?
I am doing the work to fix it.
Yes,
therapy
do it.
Twice a week. Yeah. So anyway,
twice a week. You got to double up
well,
sometimes. You got
during
triple
this
up sometimes.
Time in my life, what you know, processing mm-hmm. and grieving and dealing
Can I,
with everything.
Maybe you'll address this at the top of the show. But are you going to say where you are in the process? Like what?
We've
in the timeline.
We've filed
paperwork and stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
The paperwork has been filed.
That's a moment. When
yes,
that happens.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. But we have other things to discuss. I was going to ask you.
Yes, we do.
You know, you do a lot of tweets about respect.
I do.
And support. And, you know, as an ally and all my other allies listening, we want to show our support and respect for the queer folks, the trans folks, the non-binary, the gender fluid folks. We want to be there for them. And I wanted to, again, I'm just writing down your tweets. You tweeted something about, like, you'd rather hear a bumbling ally stumble out than just a person be silent. And
yes.
I feel like that resonated with me because, you know, we I don't want to offend and I don't want to overstep and I want to be correct. And so I was just wondering if you had any, and I know this is like a larger question, but how can we as allies show our respect and support in, like, in a helpful way, in a helpful, supportive way. I know it's a big question, but you do tweet about these
what
things.
What is allyship?
Right, right. I know, but like, I know you've tweeted about pronouns and you know, if you mess up, we'll forgive you. You're learning and, you know, things like that. I just wanted to maybe get a couple anecdotes from you about...
Of course.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. There are trans people who won't forgive you. I mean, they're just mean trans people. I can't, you know, we're not a monolith, right? So you're always taking a risk stepping up to being an ally.
Right.
Which is why I'm always grateful and respectful, even when it doesn't go well for someone, right? Like
right.
I can see you're struggling right, to do it.
Right.
I was on KTLA, which
Love.
Is Channel 5
yes.
in Los Angeles, and it was a morning show and, you know.
I've seen the clip.
The folks shall remain
I've
nameless.
I've seen the clip.
But. Morning shows have a very, they just have to, by their nature, have that very bubbly,
yes.
kind of surfacey,
right.
da da da.
Right.
And so the hosts were asking me this very question. Mm-hmm. And like, if you use the wrong pronoun, people jump down your throats. Like, what's that about? Right. And my answer always is, please don't be ashamed. Your shame as an ally gets absorbed like a sponge by the trans person you're trying to help. It's like, why are you ashamed of me?
Right.
I have my own shame I'm trying to deal with,
yeah.
right? And you're over there, you're over there afraid to say, hey, trans people are people.
Right.
I'm like, what kind of freaking message does that send? That sends a message to me that I should feel ashamed too, or like double stuff Oreo ashamed,
yes.
right?
Like, I've got my
shame.
Own shame to deal with. Don't be, you know,
which
piling
is,
on mine.
Which is why, to me, it's even better. We are getting deep today. I would rather have what I call a positive heckler.
Mm-hmm. I love that term.
who is like, "You go, girl," mm-hmm. which makes me seriously uncomfortable mm-hmm, when people mm-hmm. shout that at me, but
yes,
they do, right?
Right?
I would rather have that person than someone who sits silently by while people like me are abused, right?
Right.
While their cousin or something says something phobic or mean right. about trans people, and they just don't know what to say. Say something.
Yes.
Please join the conversation. We'll let you know if we want you to say something different, but just say something, please.
Yes.
And it's because we like you. We trust what you're going to say because we like you. So speak up.
Yeah.
And I think so many people operate with shame, shame, and shame, and shame, and shame, and shame. And that goes for trans people, too. So there are a lot of trans people who are going to shame you for saying the wrong thing. You actually make me think about coming out. And when I came out as non-binary a few years ago, mm-hmm. I realized that every time someone used... So my pronouns are they, them. Mm-hmm. And every time someone used he, him, that I would correct that person. I made that vow to myself. Mm-hmm. But I also made the vow that I would never make anyone feel bad. So those two vows, I will always say
right.
something. As a matter of respect, it needs to be said. But I'm never going to make someone feel bad. And I think that approach is good for allies, too.
Yes.
Please, go out into the world. Don't feel bad. Say something. Fumble, bumble. We'll let you know.
Put on the purple metallic lip.
No liner. Just
no
smear
liner.
It around.
No lines on me, baby.
Smear it around.
I'm free. Jeffrey, this was... The last thing I'm going to ask you is, how do you learn...
Yes.
How do you learn happiness?
Practice.
10,000 hours to achieve genius.
Well, I mean, Malcolm, fine. We've all... The thing I don't like about that is you can start now.
Yes.
I mean, practice. You don't have to wait 10,000
right.
hours. Right?
But I just mean that eventually I'll be soaring.
You
know what I mean? Yes.
You've been... Here's the title of my book is How to Be You. That's the thing everyone's been practicing
That's
for
right.
more than 10,000 hours.
Right.
And so we all... We'll keep practicing it, right? And we all will keep refining. You know, the reason the book is not called How to Be Yourself is because that is sort of, that's a catchphrase that's been around for a really long time and has to do with authenticity and sort of like internet positivity and stuff like that, which is all fine. But How to Be You is not classified and boxed up yet, right? I don't need you to be whatever your idea of authentic is. I just need you to be loose enough that you keep an open mind about where you're going next. And that goes for how you adorn yourself and how you put on makeup and how you, like, can I tell you how many 14-year-old YouTube girls have taught me have taught me to hate myself less, right? And have taught just through makeup tutorial videos, right? Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, every time I shave my legs, I get these red bumps. Google, Google, Google. And some teenager is going to teach me how to care for myself. Not even what brand to buy, but how, you know, the techniques and tips, right? To use.
Stuff mama didn't teach you, you know?
Right, because of who I am.
Right.
Right? And so many people can relate to refining that idea, and you're never too old to be you.
I will never look at YouTube makeup tutorials the same.
I'm telling you.
That's such a beautiful way to put it.
It's a gateway to not being ashamed.
Right. And you know what?
Because they're
not. I've been shamed for watching them. I'm honest. But guess what?
Because it's like a waste of time or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Because you're actually doing the Lord's work.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You are transcending self-hate by watching this person put on eyeliner. Can you imagine?
It's really powerful. It's really, really powerful. And I feel that's what Natch Butte is doing
I
as
know.
Well.
I know.
And thank you so
that's
much
why I'm
for
here.
Being here, Jeffrey.
Thank you for who you are.
Thank you for who you are.
Nobody talks like this, but we do.
Best day of my life.
Okay. Let's take a selfie.
Oh, honey, we are. Jeffrey, can you please tell us where we can find you on social, your book, anything you have coming up in the next couple of months that you want to plug, if you're doing any tours or shows or anything like that, please let us know.
Google me, baby.
Love that.
The book is How to Be You. Please look for a media offering connected with the book.
Love that. Love that.
That is based. No, won't even. No.
Yep.
Nope.
That's my erase sound.
Don't erase it. Leave it in there because it's going to hang in the mist.
Can't wait. Love it.
But look for something connected to the book. And always, young people think that I don't have time or they can't afford me or whatever. Just email me. I want to come visit your school because I get inspired and I love talking to you, right? So we'll work it out. Not even school. I want to visit your church. I want to visit your knitting circle. I want to go around and meet people. That's what I love doing. Because it shows people that trans people are people, right? But it also shows me that there are places in this world that are loving and kind and caring. And that does so much for me. So anyway, my Twitter is the Jeffrey Marsh, Jeffrey.
And you need to follow them. You need to follow them. I want your Twitter to soar. I want you to just get so many new followers after today because I'm telling you, this is an account we all need in our lives. We all need.
I'm really just trying to remind people of their own good hearts.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what my Twitter is for.
Right.
And it's like, I'm sharing all my secrets now. As I've learned to parent myself, I have certain techniques that just show right up on my Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, I feel like I somehow missed that in my notes, but I was going to ask how many takes you do of your videos or how long they take you to do.
I'm usually one take wonder.
Do you write them out ahead of time or you just speak from the heart?
Nope. There's something. We're in California, right? So I don't think you'll mind when I say, like, the universe tells me to say something and I hit record and blah, blah, blah.
I'm all about that universe.
Comes right
life.
Out. Right. So I'm a conduit and it just choop, choop.
I love that.
Comes right out.
I also love that you have captions on your videos, so anyone Well, I was going to say, so this is an audio medium, but I am going to have this episode transcribed.
Great.
So that everybody,
great
folks without hearing, will be able to enjoy this conversation.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
I think we always should.
Yes, 100%.
You know, YouTube does auto captions. They're not so good. I hear from some of my friends, but Twitter doesn't.
Yeah.
Instagram doesn't.
Right.
I'm putting those captions in, like, burned into the video,
right?
The original file before I upload. And I just don't know why the platforms don't do it.
Right.
For two reasons. It's the human good inclusive thing to do, right? That's always top of the list. But number two, even hearing people don't turn the sound on.
Right.
They're scrolling through their videos and they don't have the sound on.
Yeah, so there's a lot of times I'm not wanting to disturb whoever's around me or whatever.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I just watch things in silence.
I want my videos to be accessible to everybody anyway.
I love that. Same, yes.
Do you know what a thumb stopper is?
No, but I can't wait to find out.
This is from the Vine days and still people talk this way, but in the social media, people are scrolling with their thumb and you want to have a video that's a thumb stopper where the thumb stops. And just, you know, I'm so gorgeous.
Right.
Well, I'm a thumb stopper.
You truly are a thumb stopper.
It's hyphenated. Thumb stopper.
Baby, you're a thumb stopper.
Baby, you're hyphenated.
Thank you for being here, Jeffrey, so much. Everybody, check their Twitter out, check their Instagram out, check their book out. And thank you for being here. And I'm just going to tell everybody, love yourself. And cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast.
A podcast network.